It's time to link up for Ismas and That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Morena, Desley Simpson.
Morena, Johnny. How are you today?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. Now, what has been on the cards with you in the last couple of weeks, Desley, since we last spoke?
Oh, well, lots and lots and lots. But what I've just been doing come Sunday was being part of the opening ceremony for our inaugural World Dance Crew Championships. So this is dance styles like hip-hop, club, street-based dance, and it's on at the Dewdrop Inn out at Manukau. And I tell you what, the energy from these kids is amazing. We have groups from all over the world, you know, Canada, Germany, Japan, Nepal, all sorts of places. And what's really neat about it, of course, we've got our own famous Paris Goebel. You know, she born in Manurewa, and she is now an internationally renowned dance choreographer. Couldn't be in Auckland for these champs. She's hanging out with Lady Gaga. But, yeah, it's so exciting to see these kids get active, hip-hop and happening. And I tell you what, got the grooves going out there. It was really fantastic. And it's really cool.
Excellent.
I just hope that if it's a live stream, actually, that's available. So if people want to have a quick look at it, it's really cool.
Okay. Yeah. Hot tip. Now, Desley, we're sort of aware that there is some bad weather on the way this weekend for Easter. We're yet to see how wet and wild it's going to be, but it kind of ties into this next story. Rewinding back a few years to the big wet weather that we had in 2023 and obviously the floods in Auckland. Now, the council is set to purchase more than 1,200 high-risk properties. It is a very large scale land acquisition. How is the government, the council set to do this effectively?
Yeah, well, look, this is a huge land acquisition for Auckland. It's sort of the silver, if every cloud has a silver lining, this is it, because, you know, the reason for us getting this land is very sad, of course, associated with the storms. But now we have taken all those properties that proved to be to have an intolerable risk to life away from homeowners. We then have to look what to do with it, and we look at it in two ways. If we kept the land, what could we do? We obviously need some of that land for flood resilience, stream management, maybe adding it to a neighbouring park. Managing it as a high piece of hazarded land. But actually, there is about 50% of this land available for sale. And a lot of people say, well, hold on, how come you can turn around and sell it if you had to buy it in the first place? Well, the reason behind that is the homes proved to be an intolerable risk to life. And if we did something to the land, like, for example, maybe put up a bit of a rotating wall or did some other sort of engineering things to the land, we could actually sell it for development. And we've got to realise that all the ratepayers in Auckland have contributed to this. And so we want to try and get some money back. But on the other hand, obviously, safety of property and life is the driver here. But it is possible that we will be able to sell, they reckon, about 50% of that for redevelopment once we make that land a bit safer.
How is the council going to ensure that any land sold for redevelopment doesn't expose future residents to the same hazards?
Well, I think that's a very, very important question and a key part to this. The whole purpose of this land acquisition is to keep people safe, safety being the absolute priority. And we've done all the geotech work around it, so we will not put up land that we are not confident that can be sold for other things. And remember, if it is sold, it might not be sold for redevelopment. In other words, it might not be sold for someone to build a house on. It might be sold as an extension to someone's existing property, like a neighbour might buy it just for a garden or, you know, something. Mm.
Of the 1,200 properties which are set to be purchased, do you have an idea of a rough idea of how much of this land has the potential to be transformed into public green space or parkland?
No, we haven't. I can't actually say whether you know, a percentage that will be into green space. There will be quite a bit, I would think, and local boards will have a say around that. But on the other hand, we're also conscious of the financial obligations as well, and we will try and recoup some of the cost as much as we
can. Yeah, I mean, How will the council balance the need to minimise financial impact on the ratepayers with also balancing the importance of long-term community resilience and safety?
Yeah, well, we've done the work on that, and we reckon it's about 50-50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 50-50. Okay. What else have I got here on this one? And reporting back, how will people find out more information on this? How's the council going to report back to the public over time on the progress and the decisions being made for each of the 1,200 properties? Is it going to be publicly available information?
Absolutely, absolutely. The first thing is, if you have an expression of interest around a site that you know that has been cleared of a house, there is an expression of interest register, and that's on our council website. So you can say, look, I'm interested in potentially purchasing this or, wanting to do something with it. So you can put that expression of interest in.
Yes.
And staff will respond to that. And then, of course, any decisions around that land, we will talk to local boards. Obviously, if it's going to be turned into a park or whatever, that comes under the responsibility of local boards, who would be responsible for it going forward. So local boards will have a say what happens in their community, but the decisions will be made at our governing body, and that is in the town hall. The governing body is the meeting, of course, that the mayor chairs.
Okay.
With all the councillors.
Now, yeah. Moving along to Auckland's rail, Auckland's passenger trains are suspended from earlier this week, the 12th of April, through to April 27th for City Rail Link preparations, allowing Kiwi Rail to carry out some major infrastructure upgrades. How confident are you that the 16-day train shutdown is going to be able to deliver the necessary upgrades and keep the City Rail Link project on schedule for next year's opening?
Well, I think, you know, no one loves the rail shutdown at all, but Kiwi Rail have chosen the second large shutdown at a time when we know that university is on holiday, schools are on holiday, and many people are taking a chance to have the 3 days off next week to have a bit of a mini break, you know, because of the way the Easter holidays go and Anzac goes. When they shut down over Christmas, it was really successful and they made more progress than they had anticipated, because of course their big ask was, if you give us these big bulky times to shut down, we can actually get on and go a lot faster because the shutdown is longer. So they feel very confident that this next break, I mean, they came in exactly on time. They didn't need any extra contingency over the Christmas period. And as I said, they did do it. They did complete their work more than they thought. So this time they're continuing their work, and they're looking at sort of foundations of the track, signalling at main intersections like Key Park, and improving the stations at both Henderson and Middlemore.
Yes.
And looking at a new one at Drury. So it is quite a lot of work. As I said, no one likes the trains being shut down. I know in my ward they're actually looking at some of the reasons around squeaky trains across the water. They reckon a bridge there is under a bit of a hassle. So the full closure just gives them a lot of access.
Yes.
Good.
And I had to go for a bit of a dig to find the story. What sort of communication and support is being provided to communities, especially those in the south and west who are most affected by these closures? How do you communicate this to the public who are using the trains?
Well, the first thing is you talk to your elected members because they are the ones that know their communities the best. I know, for example, you know, I've posted it on my social media channels, but it's gone to all local boards and all councillors.
Mm.
So they know that. And then they're able to forward that on to the networks.
Okay.
You know, Kiwi Rail and Auckland Transport do talk to us and say, look, here's their material, you know, go out and share it. And it is, of course, on all their stuff as well.
All right.
I mean, it's not as if the rail shuts down and there's nothing else.
You can catch a bus.
Planes.
A bit slower, but you can do it.
Yeah.
And now, Desley, one last thing. Do you have any hot tips for what people could be doing around Tamaki Makaurau over the Easter break? Is there anything special happening in the city?
There's lots happening in the city, actually, Johnny, which is really quite exciting. I mean, you can't talk about Easter without talking about the Easter show. which is on at the Auckland Showgrounds in Epsom. So that's always fun. They've got all sorts, you know, from their carnival rides to they've got some dinosaurs, farm worlds. They've got, you know, an arena there with a whole lot of action things happening. And, of course, Tastes of Culture, a whole lot of food around that. Talking about dinosaurs, of course, you can always take kids off to the zoo. We've got a new dinosaur enclosure there where the elephants used to be. But, you know, you've got things happening at the museum. You've got things happening at Motats. You've got things happening at Maritime Museum, Art Gallery. If you've got kids, head to the libraries. They've got lots of school holidays activities at our very many libraries. But if you're a bit older than that and you're into a bit of a walk and art and stuff, we've got the Kay Road to Queen's Wharf Art Walk, which is 5 kilometres of downhill. Always good when it's downhill.
yes. If the weather's good. Lead with that, yeah.
with lots of cool artworks with Janet Lilo's Banana Lightbox on Kay Road right down to the Captain Cook sculpture and Michael Perikofo's sculpture on Queen's Wharf. So, look, lots of really cool stuff happening.
Hot tips from Auckland Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson. Hey, Desley, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. We'll look forward to speaking in about a fortnight's time. Thank you, mate.
Thanks, Johnny, and look after yourselves during the weather.
Yeah, eat lots of chocolate. I hope you get lots of chocolate.
Happy Easter. Okay. Take care.
Goodbye.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.